discourse. And this tonight, this Vesper service, won't be as taxing on your brain as Richard Doctor's. This one will be something you can sit back and relax and enjoy it, and sing along with the songs and try to visualize in your mind the situation of our Lord and our brethren and the sweet fellowship that we have. So I'll turn on my share screen now for you. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, thy faithful, loving Lord. With ancient Israel, as well as now, the Lord made the promise to those who are faithful and obedient that he would also be faithful to his promise and would lead and protect as a loving shepherd leads his sheep. In Psalm 78, we see that the Lord God is the great shepherd. This psalm is not about the promises of Jehovah, but is not just about the promises of Jehovah, is what I meant to say, but it was also spoken as a reminder to the people about those Israelites who went astray. And it's a solemn warning. So as you listen, note that after the lengthy warning, the psalm ends with a wonderful promise, an assurance that his people, if obedient, would be led as a loving shepherd leads his sheep.
Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies.
This psalm relates how even after the continued unfaithfulness and provoking of the Lord to anger, he still gives the assurance that his people, if obedient, would be led as a loving shepherd leads his sheep.
So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
Let's sing together this song of praise to the Lord together. Psalms 23 starts with the simple but comforting phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Jehovah is my shepherd is the prophet's sentiment. And our Lord's explanation of the matter further is that for this present age, the great shepherd's son, the good shepherd, has been given full charge of the sheep. Jesus tells us, that only those who have heard the shepherd's voice and responded to his call to become his sheep are now of his flock. And his word on the subject is that it is a little flock to whom it will be the Father's good pleasure eventually to give the kingdom in joint heirship with his Son, their chief shepherd.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold, and one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
His voice, the truth, the pastor says in reprint 2672, his voice sounds forth the chord of justice, commingled with the chord of love, and the whole intoned with wisdom and with power. His voice, the voice of truth, once heard, can never be mistaken for another. And those who know this shepherd and his voice need never be misled by others. The Lord's true sheep, whom he knows by name and who follow him, will not heed the voice of strange shepherds, but will flee from them. Although the experiences of the Lord's sheep include many trials in the parched wilderness of sin, yet he graciously gives them restful experiences in oases of divine favor. These are not always accompanied with immunities from trial, but certainly are sessions of rest and refreshment, to such an extent that the Lord's sheep may truthfully say that they have the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, ruling in their hearts. Your joy no man taketh from you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
The cross of grief or pain.
Psalm 23, verse 2 says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Which of the Lord's sheep has not found such green pasturage of spiritual refreshment in his private devotions and studies on divine things, and in assembling with others for study of the word, for prayer, for testimonies of the Lord's goodness and mercy? All these opportunities and privileges are provisions made for the sheep by the Great Shepherd. The streams of truth and grace are living, but comparatively quiet waters. These are not to be found by the sheep alone without the shepherd's assistance. To find them requires the leading of the Spirit. Let us discriminate, discern his voice with its truthful accent, so different from the voice of error. Acts 20:22-35 says, where Paul is telling us to take heed and warns of the wolves and the false brethren. This was addressed to the elders at Ephesus, the overseers. They called attention to the provisions given by the Good Shepherd and not to alternative food and water that some were preaching. The Psalms 32:8-9, the Lord assures us that I will instruct thee.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee.
The sheep really know the shepherd's voice by the tones and pitch of his spoken words of justice and love. They need no bit or bridle, but willingly respond to the truth. They know that any doctrine that does not square with the ransom is not the voice of their good shepherd. They know the importance of diligently studying the truth and knowing the scriptural testimony so that they can tell if there is an uncertain sound that doesn't square with the doctrines that support a just and a loving God, as well as a just and loving Son. The fellowship of the early church was based upon the pure doctrines of the apostles. This was as it should be. There may be certain friendships among those with whom we disagree on the teachings of the scriptures, but there really cannot be a full Christian fellowship. The early church enjoyed a blessed fellowship because they continued steadfastly in the doctrines of the apostles.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Isn't this the process by which we gain brethren? Gain brethren in the truth. We declare to somebody who is ignorant, somebody in the world, that which we those things that we have seen, that we have heard. And if those people, if they come to treasure that truth as we do, then we have a common basis for that which is called koinonia fellowship. Psalms 23, verse 3, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So this teaches us that the true sheep are led in the right paths the proper paths, advantageous to their spiritual development.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go.
Psalms 23, verse 4, then says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The sheep of the little flock fear no evil because of the Lord's favor, because he is with them. He is on their side and has shown his favor in the redemption price already paid. He is with them too in his word of promise, his assurance that death shall not mean extinction. What wonder that these can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, singing and making melody in their hearts. As the shepherd's crook was used to assist the sheep out of difficulties, to defend it from its enemies, and to chase it. And when inattentive sheep were there, so the Lord's little flock and their shepherd and his rod and his staff of help, the rod of defense or chastisement for us. The true sheep learn to love the providences of the shepherd and are comforted by them. Knowing the shepherd's power and his watchful care, they realize that all things are working together for good to them because they are his sheep. When a sheep goes astray, a good shepherd will search them out and greatly rejoices when he finds the wayward sheep. The parable of the lost sheep shows the depths that God will go to recover any who stray from the path, restore fellowship to any lost sheep that repents, to extend all possibility, all possible opportunity for salvation.
What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Let's sing together the shelter of his wings.
My refuge and my light. I trust.
In Psalms 23, now going to verse 5, we see it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." What a variety of these tables there are. And how different are the foods? Some out there are sour or musty, being originated in the Dark Ages. What a momentous and exciting time that we live in, and how thankful we can be that we are to be the recipients of the truth, the whole truth. Indeed, our cup does run over. Brethren, we now enjoy a lavish table of truth, which could only be dispensed by our present Lord. And he does so through the wise and faithful servant to sustain and invigorate those in this very harvest time who truly seek to know and serve him. Our hymn that we will play next, "Christ is Come," is an apt expression of a proper attitude in this particular day we're in. With this blessed hope before us, the hymn says, "With this blessed hope before us, let no harp remain unstrung. Let no harp remain unstrung." That's you and me. "Let the mighty ransomed chorus onward roll from tongue to tongue." So let's meditate on these words as we sing this anthem, really, as I'd like to call it, of hope and praise.
Ransomed chorus, onward roll from
Psalms 23 concludes in verse 6 with the very confident words, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Brother Russell commented, those of us who can join in this expression of confidence have therein a great joy and rest of heart. As we conclude this presentation with another rendition of "The Lord is My Shepherd," let us think about and fondly recall all of those brethren that we have as a whole the world over, those in the past, and especially those faithful examples that have gone before us.
Restoring my soul.